This is a standing yoga sequence for the stress reduction program at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. Welcome. As with the other guided recordings, during this practice we'll be emphasizing a unique way of working with the body, the mind, and heart. Aligning attention with awareness itself, receiving and noticing what is here to be felt and known, and responding in a moment-by-moment way with kindness and flexibility. Let this be a time for appreciating the capacities of your body to move, flex, and support itself. It's important to set aside any particular expectations, judgments, demands, or criticisms of the body or yourself, and as much as possible to simply allow the sequence to unfold naturally. With time, you can notice how aspects of yourself may shift and change all on their own in response to attending and relating to the body regularly with gentle determination. You may discover new possibilities and perhaps even recover capabilities that have appeared long gone. It's best to wear comfortable, non-binding clothing and to set aside a time and place where you can dedicate yourself fully to this practice of standing yoga. Allow your body to guide you in whatever modifications of poses are called for, exploring boundaries and limits in this body today without needing to strain or force anything. You may want to pause the recording and linger in some postures. With other poses or movements, it may be wise to simply close the eyes and visualize or sense into the movement while the body remains quiet. You're encouraged to stay close in with yourself, inhabiting the sensations of stretching and strengthening, movement and resting. Let this be a time of deep care, nourishment, and support for your well-being, for knowing the inner sources of intelligence, strength, and wisdom that are yours, just as you are right in this moment. So arranging a mat on the floor, having a chair handy if that would support you, and coming now to a standing pose. So allowing yourself to take in the sensations of the body as a whole here, standing all at once. Perhaps aware of sensations of pressure at the soles of the feet, in contact with the mat, the floor, and by proxy, the earth supporting you. Sensing into the muscles engaged in the legs and pelvis and in the low spine and belly. Posture muscles that are engaging to hold you up without your needing to call on them to do so. Aware of the spine growing up out of the pelvis, perhaps bringing a gentle lift into the spine all the way to the top of the head. Nothing to force here, but simply noticing the uplift of the spine. Arms positioned relaxed by the sides. This is the mountain pose, inviting the stillness, the steadiness, the openness of a mountain right into this standing body. You may be aware of the many small sensations of movement and balancing. The sensations of the breath coming and going here. Throughout this practice, during postures and between the postures we'll be doing, allowing the breath to move freely, bringing in fresh nutrients and energy with each inhale, and releasing what's no longer needed with each exhale. And so now attention in the arms, beginning to lift the arms out to the sides. Sensing into the movement as the arms come up, perhaps out to the sides, or perhaps for you all the way overhead. Lifting and stretching here from the soles of the feet to the tips of the fingers. Aware of the sensations of stretch here throughout the body. Aware of length, stretch, and the breath moving. And now releasing the arms slowly with awareness of the position of the arms in space as the arms slowly travel down and come to rest once again by the sides. Returning to the mountain pose. And resting in the awareness of the effects of this one simple stretch. And now lifting the right arm out to the side, up overhead. And now lifting and stretching just on the right side, as though you were stretching toward a branch, just out of reach. You may notice the left heel wishing to come off the floor, accentuating the stretch, feeling it all along the right side, rib cage, hips, perhaps even into the thigh, sensing into where this is noticed, breathing with sensations. And releasing this arm. Pausing here in mountain pose. Noticing sensations on the right side of the body. And the left. Perhaps noticing difference here. Without judgment or needing anything to be a certain way, but simply with curiosity. And lifting the left arm, reaching as far as is right for you. Reaching, stretching, inhabiting this stretch in this moment. And releasing the left arm. Just following with the movement all the way down to the point of release. Perhaps noticing that it's more a process of releasing. And once again, allowing both arms to travel up overhead as is comfortable and right for you. And letting the thumbs link together up overhead. And now curving towards the left side in a kind of crescent moon pose, the right hip coming out towards the right. Just taking care with the low back, it might be helpful to just bend slightly into the knees. And if you find that you're moving into any area of pain or difficulty, really best to back off or to release the pose altogether. It's really following what is right for you in this moment. Letting the hands and arms come back up to center above the head. And then arcing over the hands moving to the right and the left hip coming out towards the left. Aware of the sensations of stretching on the left side here. The sensations of strength in the areas of the body that are holding you in position here. And coming up once again to the upright position, releasing the thumbs and allowing the arms to come back once again to rest by the sides. You might like to pause here and just shake out any residual tension in the shoulders or low back or belly. And then coming back to this simple upright standing in the mountain. Breathing with awareness of the body just now. Perhaps aware of subtle or not so subtle changes from this movement. Bringing attention now to the shoulders. And we'll be rolling the shoulders through the range of motion. So beginning by reaching the points of the shoulders toward each other in the front. And then lifting the shoulders up toward the ears. Now the shoulder blades coming together in the back. And allowing the shoulders to release down. So moving through this sequence, forward, up, back, and down, at a pace and a depth in the range of motion that feels right for this body today. You might like to play with speed or making smaller or larger circles. Following along with the sensation in the body and feeling into what's best for you. You may notice a point, a kind of inner cue, time to switch to the other direction. And so reversing direction at that point. And now allowing the shoulders to come up towards the ears and linking the inhale with this movement. And then exhaling and releasing the shoulders down to the sides. Just doing this a couple of times on your own. So following the cues in the body to release as well as to make effort, both being of great importance. Bringing attention now to the area of the neck and throat. Gently releasing the chin toward the chest. Sensing into the stretch in the back of the neck. Nothing to strain or push for here, just exploring the limit of this stretch. And in the same way, lifting the chin ever so slightly up from its usual resting position, aware of sensations of opening perhaps in the front of the throat. And careful to protect the back of the neck from grabbing or clenching. Moving from the chin to the chest and the lifted chin. Just doing a slow nod. Yes. and releasing this movement. Receiving the effects of having moved with awareness. And now allowing the right ear to descend towards the right shoulder and lifting the left ear. Exploring the capacity of the neck to bend in this way without pushing or jamming. Just aware of sensations of lengthening and stretching. The head can come back up to center. And now lifting the right ear up and allowing the left ear to release towards the left shoulder. Breathing and noticing. Releasing this stretch and once again coming to an upright, centered, balanced standing position. Open, soft. So we'll be coming into a balancing pose now, and it can be helpful to have a chair or a place to rest a hand on something stable if balancing is challenging for you today. And so bringing attention into this upright standing body and shifting the weight into the right foot now. Aware of all of the many movements just in this subtle shifting. Finding a place to rest the gaze a few feet in front of you, just to fix your visual gaze, can be a help in balancing. And now beginning to lift the arms out to the sides and lifting up off the left foot. And for you, it might be just to balance on this toe. It may be possible to lift the arms out to the sides further and to lift the entire foot and leg up to the side. So aware of the great coordination, all the many muscles and systems involved in the human body doing this balancing that it knows so well. You may become aware of commentary in the mind in terms of this balancing, or really getting involved in any kind of a storyline throughout this practice. Thoughts about this pose just now, or emotions associated with how the movement is for you. Just acknowledging thoughts and emotions just as they are right now. And then guiding your attention back to the direct experience of the body, which at this point might be quite intense from the balancing. So whenever it's right for you, letting the foot come back down and the arms come to rest by the sides. Aware of the effects on the body of this kind of efforting. Breathing and noticing. And bringing the weight of the body now into the left foot. Sensitive to the many things that are shifting just with this simple movement. And then beginning to explore lifting the foot a bit off the floor, perhaps balancing on a toe, lifting the arms up and out. Finding the balance that's possible just now for you. Breathing with awareness of whatever is present for you. And when it's right for you, letting the arms and the foot come back down, and once again, finding the upright resting pose, mountain. And so now bringing the hands to the waist, and we'll be doing some twisting. Just allowing the gaze to track over the left shoulder. And just twisting at the area of the neck and throat here. Just exploring the boundary of this twist without needing to push into pain or discomfort. Even allowing the eyes to participate here. So bringing the gaze all the way over to the left through the movement of the eyes. Releasing the gaze back to center. And now tracking the gaze over the right shoulder. The head and neck, exploring this twist. And the eyes following along to complete the twist. So breathing with awareness of sensations here in the neck and throat and shoulders. Allowing the gaze to come back through to center. And now we'll focus attention in the spine from the waist all the way to the top of the head. So letting the hips remain centered forward and twisting from the waist, shoulders, neck, bringing the gaze around to the left. Just aware of sensations all along the spine here, from the waist to the base of the skull. And releasing this left twist and moving from the waist to the right. Focusing the stretch on all the many muscles of the spine in and around the area of the shoulder blades, shoulders, and neck. Breathing and exploring with awareness. And once again, coming back to face forward. And now we'll take the twist into the entire body. So bending just a bit into the ankles and knees and twisting the entire body around to the left. Letting the spine experience this twist from the base of the spine all the way to the crown of the head. So breathing and allowing this twist to unfurl itself moment by moment. Slowly untwisting, coming back to center, and then twisting the entire body to the right now. Sensing into the effects of this twist throughout the body. And then once again, coming back around to face forward, releasing the hands from the hips. Just resting in mountain. We'll be moving into a forward bend now. And as with any of the postures here, letting the wisdom of the body guide you in whether or how long to engage with any given movement. This is particularly true in the forward bend, especially if there are issues with blood pressure. So just being sensitive to this. With awareness of this upright standing body, bringing some strength and stability into the low belly, perhaps bringing the hands to the waist, and with the torso long, allowing the length of the torso now to fold at the hip creases down and descending with the weight of the body, the weight of the torso, releasing head and shoulders into the field of gravity. It can be helpful to rest the hands on the thighs or wherever they happen to land on the legs. They may even come to rest on the floor. With the breath flowing freely, allowing the muscles of the upper body, usually quite engaged, to have a rest now. Muscles of the face, the hands, shoulders, not needed just now, so just inviting release if that's possible for you. And perhaps with each fresh inhale, new energy coming into the body. With each exhale, maybe a touch more release is possible. And now, engaging the muscles once again in the low belly and bending into the knees and beginning to press the feet into the floor, lifting the torso with the strength of the legs and belly, and carefully coming back to the upright standing posture, mountain. And aware of any effects of this pose to be noticed here and now. Feeling the life moving through your body, breath by breath. And now sensing into the strength of the legs and beginning to bend a bit into the knees and ankles, allowing the arms to come forward and reach so that the arms are about parallel with the floor, and then sitting further back into the bend as though there were a chair behind you. This is the chair pose. Sinking into this pose just at the level that feels right and possible for you. And no need to be stiff or overly tense here. You may like to bring just a tiny micro movement into the sacrum and low spine. Breathing and noticing where the strength is sourced in the body. And knowing just when it's right for you to lift back up and release the arms back down by the sides, releasing the chair pose. And you might like to take a moment here just to shake one leg, one foot, and then the other. Shaking the hands and arms, shaking the whole body. Just releasing any tension that's not needed just here. And inviting stillness once again in the mountain pose. And we'll be doing another balancing pose. So once again, finding a place to rest a hand if that's supportive for you today. Bringing the weight of the body into the left foot and lifting off to rest on the toe of the right foot. And this may be enough balance for you just now. Just sensing into this balancing body here. Now, you may wish to bring the sole of the foot up against the inner ankle of the left leg. You may care to try placing the sole of the foot against the calf muscle on the left side. You may care to use the hand to lift the foot and place the right sole against the inner left thigh, and the inner left thigh pressing against the sole of the foot. So just finding a balancing position that is best for you just now. It may be possible to bring the palms of the hands together in front of the chest. Just fixing a gaze point in front of you to help stabilize the balancing. And if you care to, you can experiment with lifting the hands up overhead. Palms pressing together. Just aware of the body continuously reorganizing itself in space, this balancing. Breathing and noticing whether staying in balance or falling out of balance. It's all to be noticed. Letting the hands and arms come back down, releasing, allowing the foot to come back to the floor, and standing here in the mountain pose. Breathing with awareness. Experiencing the body and the breath after the movement. We so often focus our attention just on the doing aspect of life. Here's an opportunity for turning attention to being itself. And so now moving the weight of the body into the right foot and exploring the tree pose now on the opposite side. Balancing on the left toe. The left foot can come against the calf on the right side or up to the thigh. Just breathing with this balancing body. Bringing the hands together in front of the heart. And perhaps lifting the arms up overhead. Receiving the sensations in this posture with soft, alert attention. At ease in the body, efforting. And letting the hands come back down front of the body and releasing them to the sides, allowing the foot to once again come back to the mat, pausing in the mountain pose. Here's a posture we can pause in throughout the day to collect our attention. Be in the present moment. So we'll be moving to come to a seated position now and sensing into the many poses and movements, just as we do with the postures, now aware of the movements in transition as we come to sit on the floor. Aware of the body now arranged in this different posture, seated on the floor. With the same sense of the groundedness of the body in contact, the legs and buttocks here, and the length and uplift of the spine. As we're sitting, it can be helpful to roll your yoga mat once or twice and sit your buttocks just a little bit higher than the rest of the body, just to give the natural curves in the spine a chance to unfold in the way that they're accustomed to. And so now drawing the feet, the soles of the feet toward each other and close into the body, the knees coming out to the sides. You may have the hands on the shins or ankles or wrapped around both feet as the toes are together. Breathing and allowing the spine to be long from the base of the spine all the way to the crown of the head. Just breathing length here without forcing anything. And inviting the knees to relax, open, not pushing, but just simply allowing gravity to invite the knees towards the floor. Sensing into sensations here in the groins and the hips. Inviting whatever release is possible. Breathing with this awareness of stretching. Now stretching the right leg out long, bringing the sole of the left foot in to press against the inner right thigh. Lengthening the torso here and lifting the arms to reach up overhead. And now just twisting slightly to lengthen over the right leg, and now beginning to fold at the hip creases towards the right leg. Aware of sensations of stretching in the back of the right leg, the back, the hands can rest on the shin or at the ankle, and just lengthening and releasing over this extended right leg. No particular place to get here, simply aware of sensations of stretching. Breathing with these sensations. Sensation signaling the aliveness in the body right here. And then with the torso lifting back up, and now switching the position of the legs so that the sole of the right foot comes into rest against the inner thigh on the left side. Lengthening, reaching the arms, stretching, and then folding here over this left extended leg. Perhaps aware of commentary of comparing one side to the other or judging. And here in this practice, we're simply welcoming whatever thoughts and emotions might arise and then reorienting attention back into the body itself. And so when this feels complete for you, just allowing the torso to come back to an upright posture. Stretching the right leg out long here, and maybe putting the hands on the floor next to the hips and just shaking the legs out a bit. And now allowing the body to come to rest down here on the floor in the corpse pose. Arranging in whatever way feels right for you. Perhaps taking a moment to draw the knees in toward the chest, rocking for a gentle massage back and forth. Making any other movement that feels called for here in this time of closing the practice of mindful yoga postures. And now arranging the body for rest and support. Stretching the legs out long, perhaps putting a cushion of support below the knees, letting the feet relax away from each other, arms resting at the sides, perhaps the palms facing up to the ceiling. Releasing effort now and coming to rest at the end of this practice, and letting this be a time for the body to receive and assimilate the benefits of this period of mindful yoga. Touching into any sense of gratitude, appreciation, or compassion for this body and all that it is capable of. Appreciating yourself for taking the time today to nourish, heal, and strengthen this body, mind, and heart.